So thank you, Kayla, for being here and being patient. I appreciate that. It's been an interesting day. Okay, so on with the show. And we met at the Tribeca Film Festival, and yes. It was a great time. Did you enjoy yourself?
I did, and thank you so much for having me today.
Yes. And you mentioned to me that you had moved from Atlanta to New York to pursue acting. And what are some of the things you've had to overcome, and difference in lifestyle, etc.?
Well, I did move from Atlanta to New York to pursue acting. It's always been my dream to be an actor and singer, and I feel very blessed that I am here now. Of course, adjusting from my home environment to this new environment and making it home for myself has been an adjustment. Of course, the everyday challenges as an actor is auditioning, getting some of the auditions, and not booking some of the roles that you go out for, and picking yourself right up again has been a part of the things that I'm overcoming. And I'm sure that all actors are facing that every day. But one thing your previous guest mentioned was being able to persevere through that. And that's what I believe that I've been able to do, which has allowed me to be here.
Right. And I think I saw online on your Instagram that you are presently in a play on Broadway. You want to tell us more about that?
Well, yes, I was in a play on Broadway. Okay. I was an understudy in For Colored Girls. I covered three roles: Lady in Yellow, Lady in Brown, and Lady in Blue. And we closed on June 5th. And that was an amazing experience. It was a learning experience for me, learning how to balance, learning three roles with three different motivations, movement. It was very challenging to learn how to adjust to that learning process. However, I did it. I did it.
And that was up for some Tony Awards, I heard.
Yes, yes. We received 7 Tony nominations for that, as well as other nominations as well.
So what did you learn by being in that type of a play, and on Broadway? Like, what were some of the major milestones, or did it change you? Did you grow? Or what was a major thing you learned from that?
Well, one thing that I learned was to trust myself in the process, be gracious. Well, I'm saying one, but there were several. So these are the moments that stood out to me. Right. One, to trust myself in the process, be gracious with myself, and to avoid comparing my growth and my journey to others. It's easy to do that when you are surrounded by so many talented women. And the For Colored Girls cast were phenomenal. And being surrounded by them and wanting to step into whatever that light was, whatever that gift was that they possessed on stage, sometimes you compare yourself, but it's important to remember that you were selected. You are called for this, and it's important to keep that in your mind, because you never know when it's your turn to go up and somebody needs to see that confidence in you so that they're inspired to do the same. So those were just personal challenges that I overcame and was able to successfully do the role when I was called one of the performance nights.
What was the audition process like for that? I mean, that's a big Broadway show. I mean, were you intimidated? Were you scared? I mean, did you have to go back? Like, how many callbacks did you have before you found out you had the role?
I submitted virtually first, and I had callbacks in person. And honestly, I had fun. I was able to learn choreography during the callback process, led by the choreographer as well as one of her assistants. And I was surrounded by like-minded artists who were equally as excited to be in the room, which helped me to relax. So when we were dancing, we were actually beginning to understand the vision of the director, which was to create a community amongst ourselves. And in doing that, I walked away. I called my mama, my daddy. I said, I had fun with that one. I was so excited when I left. I was out of breath too. I realized that I needed to keep exercising to
Well, so, yeah, if you're dancing and singing and doing all those things, that's a lot of breath work. And yeah, I don't know how people can dance and sing at the same time because you're sort of breathing from different places. It's like that.
Definitely takes conditioning. And I had that during the process of the show, during the run of the show.
And have you ever had, in all the plays or performances you've been involved with, has there ever been a time where you might not have agreed with what a director told you, like their direction? And how do you handle that? Like if you don't necessarily like the notes they're giving you or something?
Well, as an actor, it is important to come with your ideas, but theater or film is a collaborative effort. So even if there are times where I may have thought of something differently, I take it as a challenge for myself to see how I can adapt to what is being given to me. Am I coachable? Can I take the notes? Me overcoming those challenges helps me. And it also helps the director to see that I am someone that you can work with, because I believe in marrying the visions together, because that's what makes great art.
What do you have going on now? What projects or where can we see you?
Right now I'm auditioning. I'm pushing myself to book more projects. I'm a singer as well. So I have been working on some covers because I love to sing and share that. And I'm actually working on developing my platform on social media. I want people to know about what the journey has been like for me. And I'm so grateful that I got to start with this show and introducing myself in that way. So I'm figuring out how I want to introduce myself further to the community that I have, as well as to the world.
Right. So the play that you were in on Broadway, that was like your first mate when you moved to New York. That was sort of like your first one out the door.
Yes, that was my Broadway.
Wow, that was a good one to land.
Just, it was.
I'm here. Yes. Very cool. Very cool. And has there been anyone that's been instrumental for for you to get to New York, or like who's your shout out at this moment in time?
I have to say two. Can I have two?
Yeah, for sure. You can give thanks and gratitude to as many people as you want.
Okay. First I have to shout out my parents. I can't call one without the other. My mom and dad have been instrumental in my growth. Literally, I have shared videos on my social media platform of either one of them helping me with my self-tapes at home. And it is always hilarious to see them step into the role as actors. And they also give me notes. So my coaching starts at home. I remember one time I was working through lines and my dad was like, "I don't feel it." I said, "What?" He said, "Yeah, you're going to have to do it again." But those moments help push me forward. So my parents, first and foremost. And I also have a professor named Baron Kelly. When I attended graduate school at the University of Louisville, I met him during my first year. And he said, "When you graduate, I'm going to help you." And he did, and introduced me to an agent here who I'm represented by now, Hudson Artists Agency, that helped me land my For Colored Girls debut on Broadway. Okay. So between them, as well as my family and friends, my village, they've uplifted me to the point that I am right now.
Can you tell us a bit more about the play?
Yes. So For Colored Girls Who Have Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Is Enough is the full title of the play. It is a choreo poem written by Ntozake Shange, which means that it is a collaboration between poetry and movement, one of the specialties of the director, Camille A. Brown, and it chronicles the experiences of Black women, colored girls, in a series of poems. And we see each woman represented in a different color, and we see stories shared in those colors, where they have enjoyed dancing with one another and talking about that experience, where they've enjoyed their graduation night and sharing that experience, over to topics such as abortion or abuse or feeling as though someone has walked away with all your stuff. That is one of the poems in the play. And we see each woman embody their color as well as the story that lies within the poem. And it was well received by audiences. They really enjoyed it. Sometimes while I was at work, if there wasn't a time that I was going on, I had opportunities to talk with ushers who would tell me that when they would see the play, they would need a box of tissues with them because...
Yeah, it sounds like it would be very emotional.
Yeah, it moved them so much.
And how do you prepare for something like that that's really emotional and gut-wrenching and you have to dig deep and maybe go to places that you that are uncomfortable and that you're... Or, you know, with some of those things, you might not have personally experienced them, so... What's your process in preparing for a role like that?
The first thing that I believe that you must do as an actor is to be honest with where you are. So if it's something that you've been through before, can you be honest with yourself and acknowledging that, whether that is alone, whether that is with a friend, through a therapist, whatever your process is, so that you have the freedom to be as vulnerable to share it on stage with others, with all of these people looking at you. And sometimes when you are in a position where you haven't experienced that particular thing, you've experienced something similar. And I always say, if it's something that you have allowed yourself to get through, you've healed from, it's okay to dip into that well of knowledge to be vulnerable again, only if it's something that you've already overcome. I don't think it's always safe to visit trauma, experience on stage because you have to deal with that when you get off of the stage. But I think it starts with the acknowledgement of where you are, just like we have to do every day.
Do you find that you, I hear from some other actors that they carry some of the roles with them when they come off stage. Has that been your experience, or can you cut it off as soon as you're done?
I think during grad school, that was a part of my thesis and what I graduated studying, because I believe that you can carry grief when you are experiencing the trauma of everyday life, as well as once you get off the stage. And engaging in that conversation helped me develop a process of letting it go. But I'd also say that sometimes I can see how certain experience, it may just come up when I'm talking, like I just did today. I said, somebody almost walked off with all of my stuff. That's in the play.
Right.
That's not my everyday language or something I share with you, but it does pop up at times, and I think in positive ways. And if it does happen to be a negative way, I believe that I either use art as my expression to release that, or other forms of conversation, therapy, talking to friends.
And how long have you been studying acting for? Like, do you, like you said, you went to graduate school, but are you still, do you go every day? Are you still taking classes?
Well, I've been studying acting for a while. I'd say my educational experience beyond high school started at Tennessee State University, and I studied theater there under the direction of Dr. James and Dr. Fields. I have to say their names as well because they helped me get to grad school. And I attended grad school, received my master's, and now, even while I'm here in New York, I find classes to take because it's important to cultivate your skills. Recently, I took a film acting class under the leadership of Tracy Bonner with Congo Square Theater. It was a virtual workshop based in Chicago, and she's an actress who also graduated from Tennessee State. So being able to learn from her is helping me with my self-tapes because I always want to get better. I'm not done. Because I had my Broadway debut, this is a lifetime journey for me because I want to be a household name.
Name up on the marquee. Very, very good. Good to know. And I was going to ask you what your goals are, but you sort of beat me to the punch there with that question. So what are your goals? Like other like, what's your plan to get to the marquee, I guess?
Okay. Some aspirations that I have are to be in films. I love Avengers. I would love to be an Avenger. I would love to be in Black Panther. I love those type of stories. Mm-hmm. I also love biopics. I love stories that retell the experiences of others. So I would love to cross into film and television, as well as being a musical on Broadway. I love to sing, so being able to do both would be great. And I was also a teacher. So one of my goals is to be a physical representation for my students that I meet along my journey, that any dream that you have is possible as long as you continue to work hard. That's very important to me. The youth are very important to me. So it is also my goal to keep going so that I can show them that they can as well.
And what's been your biggest challenge moving to New York?
My biggest challenge.
Like, so you came from Atlanta, which is a little smaller, different culture. What did you have to, like, was there anything really shocking? Like, how was the audition process? Or, you know, was it substantially different between Atlanta and New York? You know, in Atlanta, that's a smaller market. New York, more competition.
Well, I'd say that as far as your preparation, I think it's consistent to whatever you put into play. So your audition experiences are probably the same in that way. This is my first time auditioning for musical theater here. And that has just been fast paced in general. But I think that's across the board because people want to see if you can adapt quickly because you have such a short amount of time to get a show up and running. That is important to move fast. I just say New York is fast. Figuring out the transportation is an experience within itself. Okay. Because I've never done that. And planning my days accordingly, because there are no excuses when you're late. That, you know, you have to stay ready. And then, you know, I'm still figuring out food. I love food. I love Southern food.
Okay, so you miss your, you miss the Southern food. And,
Yes, I do. So adjusting to the lifestyle in general. And then, of course, I have making friends and meeting new people. I have some friends here, but putting yourself out there is important and
being confident. I'm sure networking is an important thing, especially in any career, but especially probably in acting.
Right. So navigating that has not necessarily been a challenge, but I just have to always encourage myself to speak up because you never know who's in the room. And
Well, thank you. It was so great. We were sitting beside each other, and actually, we're wearing the same outfit that I have. And I made a comment. I'm like, hey, I have that outfit, and here we are. Here we are. So, thank you so much for joining us today. Good luck in New York. And I hope to see you on Broadway and your name up on the marquee soon. So.
Thank you. I hope to meet you in LA one day, too.
Yes, definitely. More than welcome to come.
Thank you for having me. This was great.
Okay. Thanks.